It's time for our regular checkups with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Hello, Toby. I'm very well, thank you.
The coronavirus seems to be dominating the headlines at the moment, but is the norovirus still something we should be aware of?
You're right, Toby. It's particularly nasty because it usually results in vomiting and diarrhea, which could, of course, can be quite distressing. Other symptoms, mild fever, headaches, stomach cramps, aching limbs. Now, this can last approximately 2 days.
Is there any way you can avoid catching it?
Unfortunately, it does survive on surfaces. Now, things that we all touch, first of all, in your own home, for example, in the bathroom, unwashed fruit and vegetables. And if you're out, say you've had the virus, you can still be infectious for up to 48 hours after the symptoms disappear. Now, keeping your hands clean, that's the number one prevention, particularly after going to the toilet and before eating or preparing food. In a sense, it's what we're being told all the time concerning the coronavirus, but alcohol hand gels, in fact, don't seem to kill this particular virus, which is interesting.
What is the treatment for norovirus?
There isn't an actual medicine to take for the virus. We suggest drinking plenty of fluids. You can get rehydration sachets from the pharmacy. Now, these contain salts. That helps the body retain fluid. Now, that's important because you can become quite dehydrated and obviously avoid alcohol. As far as food is concerned, once you feel like eating, and it could be, as I say, a couple of days, introduce food slowly, things that are easy to digest, such as soup, rice, pasta, maybe some bread. If you're caring for a baby, they should continue on normal feeds. There's also some rehydration sachets. That's what I've just talked about. They contain an extra ingredient that's got rice in it. Now, that's a particular type of rehydration sachet. The sachets are called Diorolite Relief, and they can be useful when trying to reintroduce food, but also keeping your fluids up. If someone is caring for an elderly person and symptoms are not resolving, say, after 3 days, then please phone NHS 24 111 for further advice.
I know you and many other pharmacists will be open on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but what should we all do if we need a prescription or fall ill over the holiday period?
Well, this year, with Christmas falling on a Friday, you may find your pharmacy and doctor's surgeries are, in fact, closed for 4 days. Every area will make a provision for anyone needing a prescription. Obviously, get your repeat prescription now. But if you do fall ill and have to see an out-of-hours doctor or get advice or a prescription, then NHS 111 is your first port of call. Also, each area will have lists of pharmacies open. Obviously, we hope people have a safe Christmas and New Year and don't, in fact, need our services. But if you do, there will be someone open in your area.
Should people have some home remedies just in case?
Yes, first aid kits, Toby. First aid kits really only contain dressings. Now, it's surprising when people come into the pharmacy and say they have nothing in the house for a cut or a burn. That happens a lot. It's a good idea to have these dressings, maybe a large one for a cut with gauze. If you have to stop a cut bleeding, you've got maybe a sterile pad to apply, and you can buy butterfly stitches, little plastic devices to close a cut. I also like the non-stick dressings like melaleucin for a burn. Then have something like a burn spray, maybe an antiseptic cream such as Brilodine, as well as various plasters. Now, if you go over in your ankle, it's useful to have a tubey grip in the house. That's for compression. You may have heard of RICE, rest, ice, compression, elevation, putting your foot up. Remember, if you're applying ice, put a dishcloth on the skin to protect it before you apply the bag of frozen peas or whatever you have in the freezer. And of course, paracetamol. Now watch, there are lots of medicines from the doctor that also contain paracetamol, such as cocodamol, codidromol. These are stronger painkillers. And for just too much Christmas pudding, obviously have an indigestion remedy, maybe Gaviscon. Now remember that these things can interact with some medicines and stop them getting absorbed. And if your stomach does get upset, Pepto-Bismol, loperamide are useful to have in the house. And I think it's important if you are buying these home remedies to maybe have a chat with your pharmacist, particularly if they know what medicines you're on from the doctor, because they can advise any interactions. I wouldn't take that. It's really important to have that conversation.
As always, some very useful information and advice. Elizabeth, if people want to get in contact for information or maybe ask for some advice, where can they find you?
We've got a website, all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I do hope you have a very peaceful Christmas and New Year.
Same to you, Toby, and all your listeners.